much can she take? How much can she give? How much is too much, and how much longer can she live? As we turn our backs and turn our eyes and pretend we don't see, if ignorance is bliss, then full of bliss are we. As we take
Welcome back to Eco Talk, and that is our theme song from our friend and musician Bob Wickline, with his wife and daughter singing in the background. Let's take our heads out of the sand and open up our eyes. Let need not greed lead the way. Tomorrow will depend on what we do today. And today, Wednesday, March 16th, taping a few days ahead of when you're listening to this show, we have lots of news breaking. And one of the things that came into my inbox this morning as I was preparing for this show, something from the Union of Concerned Scientists, a fabulous organization I recently joined, about some deceptive television ads about how clean our auto emissions are. Guess what? They're virtually emission-free, today's vehicles. You didn't know that either, huh? To tell us more about that and help us take our heads out of the sand, David Friedman, he is a research director with the Clean Vehicles Program for UCS. Thanks for joining us, David.
Hi there. Thanks for having me, and thanks for joining UCS.
It's great to be a part of it. You guys have a terrific book out, by the way. I interviewed someone on that, the 7 most environmentally friendly things you can do aimed at consumers. I want to get a plug in for that book.
Great.
I got a free one when I joined. $35, such a deal.
What a bargain.
So I haven't seen this ad. Is it actually out there on television?
The ad is out there. Right now it's in print. And really where it's mainly focused right now is on the decision makers in Washington. Basically, the ad claims that cars and trucks today are virtually emissions-free, which is it's just simply false. And what they're trying to do...
Wait a minute. There is one vehicle that is emissions-free. That's the EV1, the electric car that's being crushed by GM as we speak.
Absolutely. But the sad thing about this is they're saying basically every car, every new car or truck sold today is virtually emissions-free. And the electric vehicles really point out the fallacy of that is that there are some clean cars out there. But the average car or truck is still really dirty. And what this is, it's an attempt by the auto industry to repeat a lie enough times that people start to believe it's true.
Do you think the auto manufacturers are getting a little desperate? GM and Ford stocks were down today. This ad's coming out. Ford and GM both getting a lot of bad press about their recalling the last of the electric vehicles, angering a lot of environmentalists and others, enthusiasts who just are for clean car technology. And, of course, they said there was no demand. But I bet, especially today, that if you had hybrid vehicles or electric vehicles, you know, ready to buy in a car lot, that they would go faster than the Hummer.
Look, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of great technologies out there, and if the automakers would wake up and give people real choices instead of suing over, for example, California's efforts to clean up global warming pollution, we could see some progress. But this, what the alliance is doing really worries me, because what they're effectively trying to do is to completely reframe the vehicle pollution debate. They're trying to basically tell policymakers in Washington that cars and trucks are just no longer part of the problem. And that's just, I mean, it's not true. Cars and trucks produce more global warming pollution than they did 20 years ago.
Well, you know, I mean, it's like we just woke up, you know, we were born yesterday and we don't know better. I mean, who are they fueling? Again, I can't help but use that term. Don't be fueled, folks.
Exactly. It's, you know, it's unconscionable that they're spreading lies like this, and it's unconscionable that they're targeting it not only to lawmakers here in D.C., but we're already seeing this pop up, for example, in Denver, Colorado. There was an article talking about how the police force is buying a certain type of vehicle instead of what they traditionally buy, or instead of a hybrid, and part of their claim is, well, these vehicles are virtually emissions-free. Well, if every vehicle on the road met the same standards as that vehicle, and that's, we're talking the future average standard, we would still be producing more than 500,000 tons of smog-forming pollutants every single year. That doesn't sound too virtually emissions-free to me.
Now, you're fundraising to have an ad to counter theirs?
Absolutely. We figure if they're going to go out there with lies, we're going to go out there with the truth. And so we're trying to get everyone to help us put up some ads. So if you'd like to help us, please go to our website at ucsusa.org. You can check out the Alliance's ad and the lies that are in there, and then the facts that we have in there, as well as our counter ad, which basically says, look, if these vehicles are virtually emissions-free, then so is a cigarette. Let's get real, folks.
Do you think, you know, the effort to improve CAFE standards is dead, or can that be revived given current circumstances?
Well, CAFE standards, that's been the best way we've been able to bump up fuel economy. And fuel economy does have an impact, for example, on global warming emissions. We would also like people to switch to alternative fuels to help cut down on global warming emissions. But you're right, there really has been a leadership vacuum in Washington on that issue. And the gridlock continues, despite the fact that we're hitting record high oil prices, record high gasoline prices, despite the fact that we're sending over $300,000 every minute to other countries just to buy oil. Washington still doesn't seem to be willing to actually tackle the problem.
So there are economic and health outcomes as well as environmental.
Absolutely. I mean, the fact is that if we cleaned up our cars and trucks, if we put the technology to work that automakers have today, we could cut global warming pollution by 40%, we could save people money on gas, and we could start building the bridge to future technologies like fuel cell vehicles or ethanol vehicles, things that could maybe be a long-term solution, but we could start that moving right now. Thankfully, California is in the lead on that, and they're requiring automakers to cut their global warming gas pollution. But, of course, instead of putting their engineers to work to try to fix the vehicles, they're putting their lawyers to work to try to sue to stop that rule.
Innovate, don't litigate.
Exactly. Innovate, don't litigate. Put your lawyers back in the on the shelf and bring your engineers out to fix the problem. And do not get out there and mislead consumers by saying that vehicles today are virtually emissions free. I mean, automakers over and over, they try to say, we don't influence what consumers buy. We just simply give them what they demand. Well, when you're spreading lies like saying vehicles are virtually emissions-free, you're trying to influence what people do. You're trying to change the market.
Not to mention, if you're not, you know, offering lower-emission vehicles and family sizes and sedans, it's hard to pick that car. Thanks for joining us. We've been speaking with David Friedman. He's the research director for the Clean Vehicles Program for the Union of Concerned Scientists. You're listening to EcoTalk on Air America Radio. We'll be right back.
And we poison the water we drink. And we're the only known creatures in the whole universe with the ability to think. But we keep on thinking, having us last, and how much we buy.